Well, I'm really happy to be joined now by the Ipswich High School volleyball coach. Yeah, I forgot your name here, Stacey Sonke. Let me try that again. Sorry, Stace.
That's all right.
Well, I've been doing all these football coaches, and you're not a football coach. You don't have the right name, so let me... All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay, really happy to be joined now by the Ipswich volleyball coach, Stacey Sonke, who is relatively new to the North Shore. And, Coach, welcome to MSO.
Thank you, thank you. Very happy to be on here and talk about Ipswich volleyball.
Talk about sports at this time of year. It's great with everything we've been through. And, Stace, we're doing a little pregame warm-up here and getting to know you a little bit. And tell us a little bit about your background, maybe where you went to high school and college and how you ended up at Ipswich.
Yeah, so a little bit of volleyball background. I actually started playing volleyball in sixth grade. I was very fortunate to have a middle school program, so I started playing super young age, and I went to high school actually in California. It was Bishop Union High School, and I played volleyball all 4 years there, and it's not beaches, California, like everybody thinks, so they're always wondering how I ended up out here. Mm-hmm. I was from the high desert area, like middle of nowhere, so very different from the North Shore area. But I got recruited out here to come and play volleyball at Endicott College as a setter, and I absolutely fell in love with the North Shore area, and I started coaching briefly after I had to step away from playing due to an injury, and I fell in love with both of them and have not left and have not stopped coaching since.
That is fantastic. Now, when did you get hired at Ipswich?
So I got hired at Ipswich last March. So it was, what is that, 2020? So it was very challenging and very, I was waiting and trying very patiently to
yeah.
get on the court with these volleyball girls and actually get the season rolling. The fact that it's been almost a full year, or it was almost a full year for the time where I could
right.
actually get into a gym, step on the court, and do volleyball-related things with these girls. So these last 2.5 weeks have been very exciting.
So in college, when was the season? Was it in the fall?
Yeah, so we played in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and what about out in California? Same thing? When was the season there?
Yep, so we played also in the fall as well. So
okay.
Typically it's like August to October, November.
All right, so have you met your team before Fall 2 came about? Did you talk to them at all in the fall?
Yeah, so I was at, the captains have been great. So Louisa Rossler, Anna Mosler, and Jillian Gregg.
Wait a minute. Wait, Animal Rossler? Is that what you said?
Louisa Rossler, Anna Mosler.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Yes, that's okay.
I thought you said Animal Rossler. I said, whoa, that's a heck of a nickname.
Oh. No, sorry.
Okay.
So Louisa Rossler, Anna Mosler, and
gotcha.
Jillian Gregory are my three senior captains who were also on the varsity squad last year. And I started meeting with them in the summer, kind of just getting excited, getting going, in hopes that we had a regular fall season. And they were awesome in getting the team together in a safe way or doing things remotely and kind of getting pumped, doing strength and conditioning all the way up until we could finally meet up in February.
What's different on the actual playing surface in terms of the COVID protocol? Because I know about, you know, the social distancing and meetings and when you're on the sideline and stuff like that. But what's different when you actually get to play?
Yeah, so we're actually one of the luckier sports in all of this. And then the fact that we waited until Fall 2 to have our season was really helpful in keeping the game as normal as possible. Like you said, we do have to keep our social distancing. There's no high fives, no touching, no coming in for huddles at the end of a point or end of a set. So it's been a little bit interesting. We have to be a little bit more creative in how we connect as a team. But they have to wear masks. The balls get sanitized after every set. In general, though, other than that, they also are sanitizing when they're coming onto the court and off the court. But we're playing pretty normal volleyball, which is exciting.
Yeah, I saw that during winter sports, especially with hockey and basketball. Once the game started, you know, it looked pretty much the same as it always has. Do your fans, are you allowed to have parents in or anybody in to watch the matches?
Yeah, so I think right now we are allowing home fans only, and that's kind of like a Cal rule at the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just as the tides are changing and things are getting a little bit better, we're allowing just 2 adults per child. So since I have max of 15 on a volleyball roster, we can have no more than basically 30 people in the gym, and 6 feet apart, masks on, all of that good stuff.
Well, you mentioned your captains, and how many matches have you had so far?
So we've played 2 matches. So this was actually our opening week. We played Monday against Pentucket, and we played last night against our rival Hamilton Wenham.
And your team is 1-1 at the moment?
Yes, we are 1-1 at the moment.
All right, so we'll get to a little bit of the game coverage here in a second, but perhaps, you, as I said, you mentioned your captains. Maybe you could tell me a little more about either them or some of your other players and what the strengths of your team are.
Yeah, so I'll just talk about my first captain is Louisa Rossler, and she has been a 3-year varsity starter and a libero on the team, and she has been my consistent leader on the court, at least in the last 2 games and what I've seen so far from her. She's always the one who's diving all over the court, moving to go get a ball, as well as encouraging and being the motivational leader that is always very necessary on a volleyball court when you have those down moments and you're behind a couple of points or you've been on a deficit and the other team has like a 5-point run. So she's been really key in just keeping our team molded and together, as well as having that experience of 3 years playing varsity and getting a lot of playing experience in the state tournament last year when they went to the North Sectional finals and won. Also, a super strong powerhouse for me right now is Megan Wallace, and she's a junior. She is my middle blocker, and she was also a 2-year varsity player. She is strong and confident and has a nice, powerful swing in the middle, which is very nice to have. I feel like it's always nice to have that one powerhouse hitter to be able to put down a ball whenever you need to get out of a tough rally or anything like that. And I have a very strong team overall, I would say, this year, at least when it comes to their connections and their unity and just wanting to fight for every point. We've had a couple ups and downs already, but overall they've been relatively consistent when it comes to playing at a high level of volleyball and adjusting to the things that I'm asking of them.
So when do you think we're going to be able to have spaghetti dinners again?
Oh, I don't know, but that is one thing that they are definitely missing out, and they keep begging me and begging me. And I hope that sometime soon we could do something, even if it's outdoors or anything like that, as long as it's safe and approved by everybody.
Well, my daughter played lacrosse at Gloucester High School, and when it was our turn for the spaghetti dinner, I could not believe how much these girls ate and how polite they were. In they ate and they left, and it was like a swarm, and it was amazing. But the continuity of something like that and the camaraderie is, I think that's one thing that's missing, but maybe you could put a finger on it in terms of other stuff that we've gained from this, because I think the discipline, the will to want to get out there and compete, knowing that you're not going for a state championship this year, no matter how good you are, but you still want to get out there and compete. That's something that's really been emphasized during this, this emergency, don't you think?
Oh yeah, definitely. And just the fact that at least here, like everybody who's out here to play, like we did not make cuts this year. If you're wanting to come out and play a pandemic, we are going to try to get you a spot. And we're going to try to teach you the game of volleyball, love the game of volleyball, as well as have some approved time with your friends, right? Because I feel like that connection is so lost, like you said, without being able to go and do things like team dinners or just being able to hang out with your friends without this cover or like this screen in front of you. So the fact that we're able to do that in a safe way for these girls, as well as get them moving, is phenomenal. And I think we have been super creative in just how we have to do our team bonding.
That's tremendous. Do you have a sub?
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you have a sub varsity?
Yes, we do have a junior varsity team.
Excellent. All right. How many, that's the wrong question to ask. You did have a good turnout then. If you've got a sub varsity and a varsity during this time, then you've got quite a few kids participating.
Yes. Yeah, so in our whole program, we have 28 kids.
Excellent. Most excellent.
Yes.
How about your staff? Who are your helpers?
Yeah, so Coach Lole, who has been with the program from the start, is actually still the JV coach. She wanted to stick around after Carrie O'Connor left, and she loves it, does a great job with the girls, so she's been great to kind of have me transition into the role as head coach of the program and to kind of give me the ins and outs of the way things, the work in the school and the way things have kind of gone in practices in the past, and just kind of make that transition easier for a lot of the girls rather than just being a hard cut of a new way.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carrie used to send us the updates, the game summaries, just as you're doing, and I really appreciate it. We'll make sure we get them up there. Anything else you want to mention about Ipswich Volleyball, your next match, and maybe what's coming up next week?
Yeah, so we actually have our first home game next week. It's going to be on Monday against Georgetown. Super excited to actually have a home match. Both of our matches have been away this week. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit different in the fact that we're not going to be able to have students or a big crowd or anything like that, but just having parents in the stands is going to be really huge for these girls to have somebody cheering for them other than just the girls on the bench. So overall, really excited. We're also facing Linfield at Linfield on Wednesday on St. Patrick's Day. A lot of volleyball coming up, and I can't wait, and I know they are super excited to get more games under their belt.
That is the brand-new Ipswich High School volleyball coach, Stacey Sonke. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. All right, let me just stop the recorder here.